Tom Torero, podcast 153 on the funnel of love. This one recorded a few days ago in Mother Russia. Much requested, a long time coming, that's what she said, with the one, the only mystery, plus Baxter, plus myself, plus a Brazilian PUA called JK, plus a wing and regular podcast guest, Ian. It's a mega magical podcast. We sat around a table, we hit record, and this is what happened.
Right, we're here. Mystery.
Baxter.
Torero.
JK.
And lovely lady.
Victoria.
Oh, and Victoria.
And Victoria.
Victoria's Secret.
We're here in Moscow, and the topic of discussion right now is the 7-hour rule. The 7-hour rule basically states that it takes, on average, somewhere between 4 and 10 hours, or the average is 7 hours, from meeting a woman to beginning a sexual relationship. If you go any less than 4 hours, you're compromising her comfort, and the same happens if you go over 10 hours. You're compromising her comfort if you start to kino-escalate to seduction. We have been gaming pretty hard now for several weeks.
Yes.
While we've been here in various cities in Europe. And the question is 7 hours still applicable? The reason why that is brought up is because some of Baxter's very logistically positive sets have landed him a girl in his bed inside 4 hours. My suggestion is that that's due to the fact that our logistics are really good. And what I mean by logistics are the technical logistics of going from one location to another with your target. Mm. They happen to be good because we choose Airbnbs in various cities that are very close to the target-rich locations. There are 3 physical locations that most pickups go through. One is the target-rich location, the next is the comfort-building location, and the third is the seduction location.
Yes.
And we just happen to have those 3 locations really close to each other, right? So what are your thoughts on this?
Well,
what JK and I saw or discussed on the train was still attraction, comfort, seduction.
Yes. Yeah?
Age-old attraction, comfort, seduction.
Yes.
And we were looking at levels of attraction, day game level of attraction, length of day game attraction, comfort, seduction. And with mystery, we were talking on average.
Right, the averages.
The average. So we see Baxter enter venue one on that first night in St. Petersburg. Mystery and I just thought, bloody hell, the volume of noise, huh?
Yeah, very loud.
Baxter's
but
in.
That's no excuse.
That's no excuse. And we see Baxter, flash game, attraction level like a rocket.
Yeah? Spikes.
Spikes like a rocket. So I understand your attraction for sure. The mystery for me and JK we were talking about is the comfort. Where is your comfort, young man?
Yeah. Well, I have an idea of where my comfort is, but I would like to hear your point of view as an observer.
I think your comfort lies in the roll-offs. It's one thing to escalate with a girl. It's a whole other thing to then roll off and wait for her to re-engage you in conversation.
Yeah.
And that's what I think is happening. The willingness to walk away is being demonstrated by you by spinning the girl and then putting her safely back on her high heels and then rolling off and then waiting for her to re-engage you. And when she does, then you can escalate again.
Yeah.
So the power of kino escalation is always in the roll off.
Yeah. Well, I guess I ramp up the buying temperature really quickly until it hits a maybe maximum point, and then I just walk away.
Yeah.
And they're just like, what?
Yeah.
Wah, wah, wee, wah.
Yeah, they're not accustomed to that. They're accustomed to being hit on
and hit
profusely.
Them. Yeah. Especially if they're nines and tens.
That's right. They get hit on once, and then you hit on them a second time, and then you hit on a third time, then you hit on a fourth time, and you keep doing it until... What are they looking for? Are they looking for instant IOIs? You hit on the girl and it's a way of demonstrating your interest, and it's important for them to know that you are interested, otherwise they become bored, right?
Yes.
So kissing a girl in a nightclub environment, which I believe is a comfort
escalation. I think it's about building comfort with the kissing. The power of kissing is in rolling off from kissing. JK.
Just speak. Well, guys, Baxter is a monster. When we've been traveling together for a week, and I see it in action. My question is, yes, sometimes we can just go to seduction phase and full close in less than 4 hours, three. But in my experience, what happens? Huge token LMRs, and after that, huge buyer's remorse. You know?
Yeah, buyer's remorse takes place if you're under 7 hours, you can get buyer's remorse. If you're under 4 hours, there is going to be buyer's remorse.
For sure. Yeah.
And also you're talking about last minute resistance.
Yeah.
See, with 7 hours, there is very little last minute resistance. In fact, 7 hours on average is the point where the woman will begin to seduce you if you have attraction, which has bought you an opportunity to build comfort with her. And if you have comfort, then she'll seduce you.
The point is, Baxter, how you can implement only 3 hours and doesn't get high LMR and high buyer's remorse after the sex.
Well, we're not sure
this,
about the buyer's
for me, this is the mystery. Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't really get it. They message me. I'm in contact with 90% of them.
Okay.
You see it.
10% of them, though, are giving you a bit of a buyer's remorse.
Or
maybe the buyer's remorse is coming from you.
From me, maybe.
Is that because you can get them so quickly?
It's keeping up. It's just who do I get on with? Who do I want to see again because I get on with them?
Right.
It's not just about the girl's looks.
Yeah, sometimes it's pulling teeth to spend 7 hours with the girl.
I need to really get on with that girl.
Are they worth 7 hours?
Yeah. I like fun. I like good conversation. So, you know.
Just coming back to the venues. You did, in St. Petersburg, you had a great venue. You had a comfort building location underneath your apartment.
Yeah.
You do the walk.
Yeah.
I know there's a Baxter walk and talk.
The walk and talk is a comfort
that
building.
Comfort building.
Itself.
I lock.
Okay.
I link arms.
And keep going, because I never see you in the comfort building phase.
You talk about when you see me in my comfort, but I'll just briefly touch on.
Well, in St. Petersburg, we had the great opportunity of having an Airbnb that was in the penthouse of a building where on the second floor of that building there was a private and very elegant cafe, hookah bar.
Yeah.
So
24-hour food, a great,
how much more,
great balcony.
How much greater can our logistics be?
It couldn't be better.
It can't be better than that. The only thing better is if there was a club on the fourth floor. If there was a Target
cafe,
a Target rich location on floor one, a comfort building location on floor two, and then our apartment on floor three.
Yeah.
That would be absolutely ideal.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. We'll have to look for an Airbnb that you can sleep in still, that doesn't keep you awake all night from the nightclub.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, the Airbnbs that we choose are nearby the target-rich locations. We do that by choice.
Yeah.
So you go to the venue. It's within a 10-minute walk. Then you go into that venue and you meet the girls there, then you find a target, and you meet her friends as well.
Yeah.
Sometimes you
bring the friends. Yeah, I had to disarm friends this week as well.
Sometimes you bring the friends with you and her to the comfort building location.
Yeah.
And then they pop by, check out the apartment briefly, and then come back down to the comfort building location.
Yeah, I did that as well.
In order to get them comfortable with your location, with your seduction location, but don't stay there because their comfort will be compromised. And then you return to the comfort building location. And then when you finally return back to the seduction location, she's already been there. She may have left a purse.
Yeah.
She's comfortable at that location, returning to the scene of the crime, trust is demonstrated when you do it that way.
I would say, okay, I'm thinking about it deeply now, deep inside. And I would say I do micro comfort, so it's quick, it's micro. So, for example, and people do it by default anyway.
Yeah.
And one thing is, it'd be like, let's go to the bar. So I link arms or I hold my hand out. And with that, they grab the hand, then I change it to a link. And
fingers wrapped in fingers,
and then lead them to the bar or arm to the bar, and then I'm locked in, but looking at them and ordering a drink at the same time, like that.
Right.
So my back's to the barman in a way, but my head's tilted towards him, and now and then I'll look at her and fractionate away, and
so
then
she's on your left, and the bartender is on your right.
Indeed.
Got it.
And so there's a bit of comfort with that, because I can't be doing
so the
too
power
much
of
attraction.
That is in the roll-off.
Yeah.
You're able to speak to the girl who's on your left, and then you get to turn your head to your right and roll off of her as you talk to the bartender, for instance.
Yes, exactly. And then from that, there's going outside, so if the girl smokes, or if they don't, I want to get fresh air. You know, I'd like to get some fresh air. Do you want to go out? And there's an atmosphere outside as well. So it's not like, because people are smoking out there, smoking and flirting.
So you're doing multiple venues, really.
It's micro. It's quick, it's micro.
Yeah.
Micro changes. Bouncing.
And the reason why bouncing is so important is because the more memories that you create, the more she feels like she knows you. I would rather, for instance, hang out with a woman for 5 hours in 5 different locations than for 5 hours in one location.
Yeah.
I want to create the bounce because greater and greater trust is created when you go from venue to venue. She compromises her safety by deciding to comply with the bounce, and she arrives safely at the next public venue only to have you spend a little time with her and then roll off of her again. And so she comes and chases you. You can't be chased by a woman unless you create a distance in which she can chase you by.
Yeah, agreed.
Right.
Counterintuitive.
Yeah.
Not
but,
to pull, 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 pull.
Yeah. Don't pull, 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 pull. It's push, pull, push. Push, pull, push, pull, push, pull. And you're pulling more than you're pushing.
Well, a push, push.
That way you get a girl chasing you.
Yeah.
Right? You make a move, but then you roll off, wait for her to re-engage in that.
Or double roll.
She does a double roll off, exactly. One step forward, two steps back.
Yeah.
One step forward, two steps back.
Yeah,
and that's exactly. So rare.
Exactly.
Hello.
Hello, Ian.
Hello.
Come and join us.
We have a new member in our group now.
He's a veteran podcaster.
Hi. Is he? Okay, cool. Well, let me finish. So from that, I then build a bigger comfort, and the comfort is the walk home.
Yeah.
The 10-minute walk home.
Talk about the earbuds. That was good.
Yeah. And that you can get more intimate by earbuds. You know, the new AirPod earbuds?
Yeah, you have a nice pair of those, and you take one of them and you place it in her ear.
Yeah.
And then you listen to something and share in that experience together. Listening to what? What is it that you listen to?
Well, for example, I was using it into effect with Google Translate because we're in Russia at the moment. We're in Moscow.
Right.
So I do that and just like put it in
and
it speaks.
Google Translate is romantic.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Haven't you found that?
Yeah.
I found that by interacting, it slows down the interaction.
It's hypnotic, yeah.
But there's something hypnotic about that, isn't there?
You have to wait for the response. And as you wait, you're very close. We use it a lot, don't we?
Yeah. But yeah, so I guess that therein lies my comfort moves. But within comfort, I do put attraction in.
Spikes.
There's always attraction in every...
What do you mean by attraction?
So it's still quite, you know, that's all right. So on the comfort walk home,
right,
if there's someone playing music in the street, I'll start dancing with them. I'll give them a twirl, I'll do a little move, and we'll just be there for a few moments, and then I'll lock them in, throw a quid in, and then keep going. And that's, and they're like,
temporary,
and it's a quick boost in case there's a lull within comfort,
right? So you keep them as soon as there's a
lull. You can't see that because we're on the
right, but as soon as there's a lull, you introduce something entertaining once again, and oosh, up their buying temperature.
Yeah, yeah.
It raises
a dolphin
up
rush.
Again. Fair.
And it might be, so one thing I used to do, I did it last week, because the roads are so big, and you know it counts down in Russia, it's like
85.
Yeah.
85 seconds when until it's on you like can six, cross the street.
6 seconds, you don't want to wait 2 minutes where it's like,
run.
2 minutes to cross the road here.
Right.
And so I'm like, quick, go! And I grab them, and they're like, I know they're safe, but they're like, oh! Through their hills, and they're running off. And then when I get to, I've done it on there, haven't you? And then when I get to the other end, I grab them, I spin them round towards me like that, and they're like,
yeah, they've got
and
adrenaline.
I just kiss them.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Yeah, as the rush is there.
And then roll off.
And then roll off, and then go, let's go.
Back on the arm again,
yeah.
And walk again.
There's a good video on YouTube of me doing it when I go to the club in Helsinki. For 1 hour, I did demoing.
All right.
And you can see me picking up the girls, spinning them, and rolling off. And literally just walking away and leaving them.
Yeah.
And then dancing with the two in the middle,
yes.
Like around me, and then just walking off again. And they're like, you could see their face because on camera.
What was the song that was playing?
I'm the man, I'm the man. The killers. Yeah.
That's the video.
Yeah. You could check that out. Bex the Rampage, Bex the Lifestyle, little plug.
Ka-ching.
Okay.
Second topic, which I wanted to ask Mystery about, and you were curious about this, Ian, being a day gamer, levels of game. And I wanted to call it the funnel of love. The funnel of love, because what I've experienced with you, Cheeky Boys, is another side to game. Two long-standing day gamers, single sets, rarely merge sets, rarely meet other family members, friends,
right.
One-on-one. We think it's a good game, solid game, we get the result. But watching forwards merging, backwards merging, last night's into this night.
I have a suspicion that if you meet a girl by herself and you don't get a chance to meet her friends, that's a little short-sighted. If she doesn't get a chance to meet your friends, then what you've done effectively is you've met somebody and you haven't seen what they're like with other people, and she hasn't seen what you're like with other people. And more so, you haven't allowed her friends to meet your friends. At some point before sex, you're going to have to.
Yep.
So that's something to do on a day two, is say, let's go hang out with friends, right? We'll go hang out, and when she does hang out, you have friends with you already, really. So to me, day game, which usually is girls by their onesie, right?
Maybe two, but
Maybe a two set.
We treat that like the one.
And you treat two sets like a single, because the friend is joined by the hip. You can't isolate your target in a two set. It alienates the obstacle, right? I call that level zero from the five levels of game.
Pay attention.
Level one.
Where are looking at girls?
Level one is opening the three set.
They're dragging.
Women of beauty are rarely alone. They're usually in groups. So growing accustomed to working a group, I think therein lies the training. You can get good at that, and then opening singles become, you know, fish in a barrel. It becomes a lot easier once you have the skill set for handling the entire group. But that's only level one. Level two is merging sets. I want to meet her friends. I want to get peer approval. I want her to meet my friends so I can roll off. And she's still entertained. My friends then can do accomplishment introductions on my behalf so that I'm still DHVing even when I'm not there. I don't even have to be an earshot, and I'm still DHVing thanks to my friends, right? And then thirdly, of course, my friends get to meet her friends when we merge those sets together. And now I can isolate my target if it's a two set, for instance. Make sense?
Yep.
So that's level two, is merging sets. And I think it's both basic and advanced. It's advanced because you have to open more than one set. Mind you, the second set opens easier when you have pre-selection. You've got girls with you already, that second set will open. But it's also basic in that we have to do that tonight. Merging forward is where you say, let's go make some friends. Merging backwards is where you say, let me introduce you to some good friends of mine. Don't be an ass, they're good people. And within that comes what I call maneuverability.
And the idea of relative value, this is really interesting, in that, as you said, day game, one-on-one. She's, as I said, she's reading you like a barcode, you know. Does this guy have value? Okay, he can tell a story.
Is he Tesco's or is he
model? Is he a male model? Is he buff? You know, Tom Torreira.
Based on looks alone.
Looks, but also my personality. But the minute you introduce another female, a yes. group of friends.
Backwards merged.
Your value is relative to what is around you.
That's right. It's skyrocketing.
And for a day gamer, that's like, what? You're like, the minute you merge, you see what I mean? Which we never do. We can increase our value simply by being...
Well, what you end up doing is you end up telling a story, and that story has pre-selection DHVs built into it, right? Talking about a time you were hanging out with, with Victoria.
Yeah.
Right, for example.
But it's not as powerful.
It's not as
seeing Victoria.
Exactly, it's not nearly as powerful as demonstrating it live in the now. So that's what level two is all about: merging sets, getting greater maneuverability, getting pre-selection, getting peer approval, and then of course level three is where you allow last night's successes to assist you in this night's successes. So when you go to a venue, like a nightclub environment, you already have women with you, thereby sweetening the pot. Yeah. That's level three.
Which was your job for a long time.
Well, yeah, I got into...
We should all be doing it. Mm. It feels good to walk into a venue with girls with you. And it also preserves a woman, a new woman's comfort when she realizes that you are pre-selected, you have women with you. Obviously, you must have some sort of higher value for women in general. She may not know who you are, but she knows by the fact that you have girls with you that you have something going for you for women in general. And she's a woman, so she's gonna feel that instant attraction for you. The way I see it, it's as if you have just grown a big set of boobs.
Yeah.
As men, that's how I describe it. Imagine the difference between someone with who's flat-chested and someone with large breasts. You're just more attracted and it's built in. Well, from a woman's perspective, she's more attracted to a man who is seen already pre-selected by women. And that demonstration in the now with women is much more greater than just saying that you used to date a supermodel.
Or even Instagram. Instagram's good. Instagram's changing the game.
Yeah.
With stories and videos, but it's still not as good as you pulling up, say, come and meet my friends. And there's
girls to meet.
There's a lot of hot girls, yeah. And you see her value perception, and she, you know, on her own.
Her value perception changes.
Yeah,
and lowers.
This is what's interesting.
As she meets your female friends.
Well, I involuntarily got into club hosting because I'd go to the VIP clubs with hot girls, and the club owner once pulled me to the side in the top club, which was China White's at the time, and he said, if you keep bringing the girls here and don't go to other clubs, I'll pay you, get queue jump, you get free drink, get VIP table in the VIP room, and you get the main table in the big room. Just keep bringing it, and it'll be rolling with 20 girls. Mm-hmm. So I said, how many can I bring then, if that's the case? And he goes, 100.
That's level four.
Yeah, and I said, I always do things 10% better. Can I bring 110? He went, yeah. So
level four is where you allow last month's successes to assist you in this month's successes. That's entourage dynamics. That's having a social circle, right? And we all want to be playing in that level. Now it takes time. We're new to a city. We have to start from scratch. So what do? We face the dragon head on and strike its heart. If that means walking up to a girl all by her onesie, so be it. But again, beauty is rarely alone, so we have to learn to work those groups, right? That's level one, working the groups. And that includes mixed sets. A mixed set is where the woman is hanging out with men. There are men in those sets. It's a mixed set, it's not all female. And a lot of guys will shy away from that because, one might be a boyfriend. But odds are, he's just an orbiter. He's just around her because she's beautiful. She's going to not go out alone. She's going to bring someone to chaperone her, right? To feel safe with. And if you go in and you go in direct, then he will protect her. But if you go indirect, which is a different school of thought, initiating a conversation without telegraphing interest, then
by including him in the conversation, you are permitted to game her, right? So here we've talked about level zero, which is opening up singles. Level one, opening up groups. Level two, allowing the last set to assist you in the next set, that's merging sets, level two. Level three is letting last month to assist you in this month.
Yep.
Oh, my bad, is letting last night to assist you in this night. Level four is letting last month to assist you in this month. And then the final one, level five, is hot game. And this is what celebrities do, or people with great Instagram networking, with great images.
Dan Bilzerian. Dan Bilzerian?
Sure, Dan. Sure, I've met him. I've met him personally. He's a fine individual who knows how to build a social circle and roll in large numbers. Because he doesn't just go out alone. Oh. He travels in packs. And that's level five. Level five is where you allow your networking ability to play into it. Instagram or good Facebook. JK, you had a thought?
As we can see, merging sets, it's a key ability from any gamer.
Day or night.
Day or night. How can you show your sets that the merging, it's a high value, is giving value to them, and then they come with you to another set and merging and knowing another people? Because I've been facing some problems when I try to merge sets.
You need compliance. You need compliance. You need to build a compliance momentum. If it starts with, here, hold this for a moment. If you have a pen in your hand, hold this for a moment, thank you. And then she returns it to you in a moment. Or if I take my scarf off and place it on her, using it as a lock-in prop, it buys me a couple more minutes, right, in conversation with the girl. She has to hand that back before she can leave. And when she does hand it back, some trust has been established. Why? Because I trusted her with the object.
So you also qualify that when you say, let's go meet my friends, the caveat is, are you cool? Are you going to be okay? You know, can I trust you?
That's right.
That's powerful.
And they haven't earned it on the open.
No,
I'm not introducing her to my friends.
Flip the script.
She's just about to come back. She's just about to say, and then you say, are you cool enough? Can I trust you?
I believe that it's high-valued male behavior to qualify a girl. It's so important, it's become a phase in the model, in the structure.
It's a massively important phase.
It's a huge part of your game,
is
qualification, sexual qualification,
dirty
qualification, but you're qualifying.
Well, it ramps up. It's you don't just go straight in with a high-end one. You build them up, which you can do in like a three-minute routine. What? But no, you can though. So the three criteria, which is really four. You don't want to say there's four because it seems like too many, but you go, there's a fourth for special people.
What are the three criteria?
Special needs. It's a whole routine which I won't get into now because it's long ass. But it's basically you qualify them for not wearing too much makeup, and they have to kiss your hand. Mm-hmm. Prove it. They're already proven. The first one is, are you open-minded and friendly? Yes. A low qualifier. Then kiss my hand. Just kiss my hand in front of everyone in the room.
Yeah.
Right? Second, good smelling hair. So she's doing this and leaning in to say, yeah, does my hair smell good? So you can smell her hair. You can even get makeout off
lush.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And rub behind the ear. Roger Stone. And the next one is good taste in shoes. So now they're, and I say, but I can't look because, you know, that's my only weakness and I always win.
Right.
And they're like, no, they're trying to, it's great on strippers. They're trying to get, no, I won't look. Okay, get it, put your leg on here then. And you put the leg on. Or if they're standing, you spin them.
Fair.
You spin them. And then I say, now you're dancing. And then I keep hold of the hand as I've spanned. So now it's getting a bit sexual. Pull them in a bit.
Fair.
And then I say, but do you know what it indicates? And they're like, what? No, I don't know if I should tell you. And then they're like, no, please. And then I point down to their shoes and slowly trail my hand up to their underwear. And I say, good taste in underwear. Don't you think? And they're like, yeah, sometimes I'll show
you
underwear.
And I've seen them show you their thong. their screen.
Fun.
Now,
on the street.
This has worked on the street as an opener even. It's, again, a high-valued male behavior is to qualify a girl. But in a group dynamic, this is something you can't do because it may be a mixed set. So you'll wait to run this routine until you're in the qualification phase.
Yes.
And you've had a chance to isolate the girl. And then you can run that material.
Yeah.
Right.
But then there's a fourth. So I say, oh, there's a fourth, but I need to tell special people. And I like whisper it and I put my finger to my lips, or sometimes theirs. And then I have to demo as I'm doing it, so I'm walking around the room here, everybody. And then I pull them back.
You know, lean back against a wall or...
It's like a comfort, like a sexual comfort. There you go, sexual comfort. And then, yes, a bar or corner or a kiss close corner, as I call it.
Yeah.
Away from everyone. And then I say, well, I won best kisser in uni 2 years in a row. And I'm pulling them in slowly at the time, put their hands on my hips, let go, see if they keep their hands there. And I rock, I body rock, see them doing it now. And so it's like we're dancing a bit. And then I say, so I only kiss girls that are good kissers. What would you, because my hands are free now. So I'm pointing to my lips, good kisses. So what would you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10? And I'm triangle gazing. Yeah. And then they're like, they always say 9 or 11. It's really funny.
All right.
And then I go, prove it.
Let's
go for the kiss. Yeah.
Yeah, and go for the kiss.
Yeah, or just drag them in.
Victoria's hypnotized.
Two,
we should stop this right now.
Two opportunities to kiss close.
So what are these two opportunities again?
So when you're smelling her hair, you're leaning in.
Yeah.
And you
smelling
her
hair.
Flinch test.
Yeah. Oh, I rub my cheek against their cheek slowly as I pull out, and then you look.
Mediocre.
Triangle gaze.
I can't. Yeah, but if it's going that way, I'm not going to say mediocre.
A triangle gaze, by the way, is where you look at their left eye, then their right eye, and then their mouth, and then back up to their left eye, to the right eye, to their mouth.
Yeah.
And it's a way of showing them you're interested in their lips.
Indeed.
Right.
Yeah.
That's triangle gazing.
And which is powerful, and people don't really use it. And I'm like, why?
And something to look out for when you're triangle gazing.
Could do it in day game.
Something to look out for with triangle gazing.
Are the
pupils dilated?
Yeah.
As I recall in my last set, they were.
Sometimes their lips get more plump and red as well.
Fair.
So.
Qualification.
Yeah, so there you go.
Baxterization.
Yeah.
Qualification.
Yeah, it works.
Ian's with us. You remember Ian from previous podcasts.
Ian, your focus has been on day game.
Yeah.
My focus has been on night game. That's not to say I don't do day game, but that is my weakness. Day game is my weakness.
That's fine.
Night game. So we're going to hang out this weekend. I'm going to eat some humble pie and hopefully learn some day game. And hopefully you'll learn some night game tactics as well.
And you're a nightclub owner, so it'd be good.
Yeah. And we'll be better for having done it. You agree with that?
Yeah.
We will face the dragon head on and strike its heart.
Yeah.
That's how we take down the dragon. And the dragon is an invisible dragon that exists in our minds.
Yeah.
Right? So rather than focus on inner game, we're going to focus on outer game, learn a few tactics that will actually help us to project a solid personality into the set. And then after we've done that, the girl can choose whether she wants to hang out with us more or not. That's the game plan. Personality gets conveyed first, then we get them talking when we get to qualifying.
Well, I wanted to ask a question, actually.
No more questions.
About my day game.
Dear me.
Because I'm a prolific night gamer.
Yes.
But I have been day gaming.
I've seen you.
And it's been working.
I've seen mystery.
And, yeah, exactly. And, because you can break things down really well. So you're watching me. I want to know what's different. What's going on?
I said to Mystery that I was sobbing that this beautiful model, like the M3 model, you know, years and years and years, Ian and I craft this sculpture, and we see Baxter in St. Petersburg. It's the same model. There's attraction. There's comfort. But it's high energy. It's quite flashy.
I think I know what is going on, because I've been with Baxter now for 11 years.
hanging out with them, gaming in cities virtually around the entire world. And it's known as the current emotional state opener. One of my openers is where I point to one of the people in their group, in the group I'm approaching. I'll point to their belly and say, "What's in your belly? What do you got in your belly? What did you eat? What did you eat? Well, what did you eat, Tom?"
Stroganoff.
So I'll call you Stroganoff for the rest of the day. You are Stroganoff. I got a lobster in my belly. And I've got a double shot of Jaeger. So you know what they're doing right now? They're making love in my belly. What? You write that on paper, yeah. and you read it, and it's going to sound absolutely non-workable. It's going to sound silly, but it works in field. Why? Because I'm conveying my personality. I'm conveying that I'm non-needy. I'm not hitting on them in a direct manner. I'm coming off as non-threatening and in a playful state. So I'm conveying my state on the open. And I think that's really one of the things that Bexter is exemplary at.
Yep.
He opens up in such a way that it looks like the entire exchange exists for his personal entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it?
It's
isn't it?
And it's indirect. The caveat is both semi-rect. Both of both Mystery's Day Game and Bexter's Day Game wasn't direct or indirect. A calibrated pickup artist is indirect, direct, matching where they are. So yesterday he did a jogger, and he opened by jogging with her with headphones.
She was a 9.8.
We don't rate women, Mystery. That
if we were to,
if we were,
no, Victoria told me.
She said she was a 9.8.
No, actually, she said.
No, she said. She said I would. I'd give her one.
Yeah, you rated her on the binary scale of zero to one. She was a one.
I said, "What'd you give her?" She goes, "I'll give her one."
And then the shoes. Talk about.
And she was actually. She's a Instagram sort of 70,000.
LA. Yes. How many Instagram followers?
68,000.
68,000 followers.
But I only like girls with 69,000, so I'm not interested.
Now, why were you able to get her Instagram? The reason for that is something that we've done now, living in 2018. We don't go for phone numbers anymore. A phone number is so hard to get. There's so many numbers. It's so much easier to say, "Are you Instagram friendly?" than it is to say, "Can I have your number?" We don't ask for their numbers anymore. We ask for Instagram because it's easy to get. It's not hard for her to give. It's not a meaningful. And yet you can then communicate. And you can communicate with pictures and with video and with voice. And you can connect with them more face-to-face in that way, right? By having videos going back and forth.
Literally
than you can by...
uploading DH3s, that's not a metaphor anymore.
That's right.
You literally are uploading.
And that's a part of Hot Game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
So we talked about the five levels of game. We talked about direct versus indirect a little bit. We talked about qualification. We talked about... how to close a girl. Best way to close is, are you Instagram friendly? At least that's what we're using for now. Any other things in recap?
And Bexter's use of comfort. And there we have it. We shall say goodbye. That's Vidanya from Mother Russia with Mystery, with Bexter, with JK, with Ian, with Victoria's Secret. We shall say goodbye.
Das Badania.
Das Badania.
Moscow never sleeps.